This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer. Folks, we're going to Detroit, or Detroit. It's a tough and sweet town. And while it's a bit down for now, Detroit has great cultures from the Deep Delta and Upland South, Poland, Lebanon, and the American Midwest. And how about the music? Blues, bluegrass, jazz, slam and rock, and of course, Motown soul. Many who came to reside in Detroit were there for a love affair with the automobile and their once solid relationship to the assembly line. People are proud of the work, but today it's a shaky ride. Still, there's hope for a new model year in the Motor City. In a few, we'll be riding in Detroit's Woodward Dream Cruise. For now, let's get on the road with a former city council member known to you as Martha Reeves. She's here with the Vandellas from 1965. It's motoring on American Roots.
Hey, everybody, come on, let's go for a ride. Motor, baby. Grab your baby and put him right by your side. Motor, baby. Going up the main street.
For a day, she said, I'm sorry, just a moment too late. I said, you treat me like a this and that. You ain't gonna ride in my Pontiac, 'cause I'm moving. Hey, child, say yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a telling you, Jack, got a Pontiac, don't gotta look back. Hey, child,
get in the car. Shut the door, turn the key, pull the gear, mash the pedal to the floor,
and you're moving. Hey, 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 yeah. Oh, I'm a-telling you, Jack, I got a Pontiac, don't gotta look back. There. 1960 there'll be brand new style, enough to drive the average rich man wild. But listen, Jack, this is a natural fact. That Boney Bill is the last Pontiac boy in school.
Mr. Rhythm, Detroit's Andre Williams on Fortune Records, 1958, singing about a car model that is no longer made, what the locals call an orphan car, the Pontiac Bonneville. My preference is GTO. I bet there are quite a few of those Pontiacs cruising Woodward this year. The Woodward Dream Cruise is a love fest for cars and people of all kinds, the world's largest one-day classic car rally. The Dream Cruise runs a 16-mile stretch of Woodward Avenue through eight communities, from Ferndale to Pontiac. It's a rolling block party of Motor City steel, beauty, and muscle.
The Dream Cruise is the mecca of anything that's got wheels. If it's got wheels, it's here. And that's what we like to see.
It's a dream because you see stuff you haven't seen in years. You know, you never think about it till you go out and you're out cruising and you have to see a car. Like, oh, wow, my neighbor had a car like that. And I remember that was new. And they said, you remember that was new? That thing's 50 years old. Oh, yeah, I'm telling my age, you know.
It's a 63 Studebaker Champ. A lot of people say they've never knew that Studebaker made a pickup truck. So it's really cool that people are seeing something that's 50, 60 years old, they've never even heard or seen it, you know, anywhere else.
Some guys are, oh, I only like these one kind of cars. I like all. I like the imagination people do on them and the paint jobs or some of the engines that you see, and I shake my head and I think, oh, that'd be nice to do.
Oh, I love the old memories of the old cars that I used to want to have when I didn't have money. Anything 1965 and back.
I don't like a car being silent. Obviously, I like, you know, to hear them and, you know, loud engines and everything else. So
people put so much time and effort into their cars, and they're really rolling works of art. So many beautiful cars.
This is a 1962 Studebaker Lark Daytona Skytop. It draws a lot of attention. It rides really nice, and not too many people have these cars. They're only made like probably in the neighborhood of 500. So it's very, very rare.
Actually, I'm a big fan of the old 65 Mustangs. I like the convertible ones. I can just see myself driving around in those in the sunshine. Hopefully with her, having fun.
My back's bad because I work in the auto industry, and my elbows hurt because I work in it, but I still like cars, you know. Some people work there just for the money. I work there because I want to be around cars. I want to see how they put together, and I end up painting them.
I'm like the type person that is into like the late 60s Impalas. I'm American muscle.
There's nothing like the smell of rubber on Woodward. Nothing like it.
That's awesome.
American cars, that's the dream. It's still on. It's down, but it's not dead. And believe me, it's coming back.
The Cruise. It's an automotive pageant of cars gone by. Now here's a song about an entirely different kind of dream cruise on American Roots.
Would you like to ride in my Rocket 69?
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
Well, would you like to ride in my Rocket 69?
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
Rocket 69,
Rocket 69.
Well, we'll take off for a star and the moon is
69.
But we'll ride and guide and be so satisfied. The trip will be fine in my Rocket 69.
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
Now that is auto-erotic music, appropriate to Detroit and their great band leader Todd Rhodes and his orchestra with Connie Allen on the vocal, singing about her Rocket 69 from 1952. Well, what about the father of it all in Detroit? Henry Ford. He was born on a family farm near Dearborn, Michigan in 1863, began tinkering with autos, and launched his company in 1903. To meet demand, Ford devised the assembly line, where auto workers added elements to cars as they passed by. And by 1918, half the cars on the road were Ford Model Ts.
So, what are you going to call this model, Mr. Ford?
I call it the Model T.
Huh. What's that stand for?
Transportation. I want every man or woman in America to be able to afford wheels. Goodbye to horses pulling carriages. Hello, gas stations.
Gas stations?
Yes. I envision a day when you'll just pull in, pay your money to the man sitting inside behind the bulletproof glass, then go to the pump and fill her up.
Yes. Oh, Mr. Ford?
Yes?
A couple of gentlemen from Japan heard about your car.
Uh-huh.
They wondered if they could look at your assembly line and, you know, make a few notes.
Sure, fine. Be glad to help them out.
Okay, I'll tell Mr. Honda and Mr. Toyota they can come on by. Maybe take a couple photos?
Whatever.
Good.
Everybody has a certain racket nowadays. I just got a funny one that keeps me in a daze. Some folks like the opera and then others like the blues. But I like something different and here's the one I choose. I'm wild about horns on automobiles that go ta-ta-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta-ta. I don't know what there is about one, but you can't get a girl without one. I ain't had a girlfriend for many a night. Since I got that bugle, I'm doing all right. I'm wild about horns on automobiles that go ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. But I'd like a horn on my automobile that goes the horn I need must get the ladies, must sound just like the sugar babies. An old-fashioned siren, it don't mean a thing. Oh, I wish that I had a horn that could sing. Oh, I want a horn on my automobile that goes da-da-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-
I'm wild about horns on automobiles. Fred Hall and his Sugar Babies from 1928. The year before, 1927, Ford replaced his Model T with the Model A and said famously, any customer can have a car painted any color that he wants, so long as it is black. There was over 30 types of black paint. And by the way, the comedy was supplied by Stan Freberg and New Orleans resident comic hero Harry Shearer. Do white wall tires and chrome make your heart sing? Do names like the Hornet, the Dragon, the Wasp take your breath away? Well, hang on. We're cruising just west of Detroit to the Ypsilanti Automotive Heritage Museum. Originally named Miller Motors, the building has housed a working Hudson dealership since 1927. Jack Miller grew up in his father's business. Today, his collection of 30 vintage sedans, wagons, and coupes shine on the showroom floor as if they just rolled off the assembly line. It's a temple dedicated to Ypsilanti's role in the platinum age of building fine American cars. Jack Miller.
Well, the museum is dedicated to Ypsilanti's automotive history, home to Preston Tucker. Ipsy was home to the Kaiser Fraser Corporation, home to the Corvair. About 1,400,000 of them were made here.
That's a lot of Corvairs.
That's a lot of Corvairs.
Did you ever go for a Corvair ride? You should. The engine's in the rear, you know, for better balance and safety. You get easier steering.
You got a beauty over there, looks like. That's amazing, those wire wheels.
That's the prototype for the Monza. The other blue Corvair has 539 actual miles.
Mm. Cars are modern things. Why do we need a museum for cars?
You need the history of the automobile to see where we've been and where we're going.
There he comes now in his merry Oldsmobile. It's a futuristic Oldsmobile with the newest push-button features.
The auto industry owners and workers view the future more soberly today. But in Jack Miller's museum, the romance between man and machine lives on. I spoke with a volunteer, Mickey Ichesko.
I've been in the automobile business in Ypsilanti area for 52 years, since I was 15. Been a porter, a service manager, parts manager, service director, and a customer relations manager.
You know cars.
I know cars.
You still love cars?
It's why I didn't retire.
Today, there's a big difference, and Plymouth's got it.
My first car is still my favorite car, is a 59 Plymouth Sport Fury convertible. I like the cars out of the late 50s, early 60s. I like the old Pontiacs, the Oldsmobiles. I used to really like the Pontiac Starfire. That was my favorite car till my Plymouth convertible came along.
When you're a teenager and you get your first car to ride around and there's a radio, usually you get pretty fixated on
there
the song.
There was an AM radio and, you know, all the stuff that was out in the late 50s. I mean, you listened to all that stuff.
Okay,
you know,
well, pick me a
Dion
tune.
Dion and the Belmonts. It took a while for that AM radio to warm up. You didn't have many stations to listen to, but you know, you always had one that was your favorite.
Make your way past the gleaming 1933 Essex Terraplane, past the 1951 Kaiser Fraser Explorer, and head backstage to the garage. We found Jeff Stoner and Chuck Jones, two retired auto designers for Ford and American Motors, restoring an old Hudson.
People that are involved in cars, their interests away from work are in cars also. Mine is street rods. That's my 46 truck there.
Right.
And Chuck, he's into small cars.
I collect promotional scale model cars, the ones the car dealers used to give away.
Where does your love of the automobile come from?
Probably my dad. My dad worked for Ford Motor Company for 42 years. It's an interest you develop when you're a kid and you just don't get away from it. I guess you're born into it. I mean, I guess if I grew up in Iowa on a farm, I'd be a farmer. So
I went into Detroit at a very early age. My father used to take me to the GM Motorama, which was pretty exciting.
All eyes were on the GM Motorama of 1954 as the crowd began to gather in New York's Waldorf Astoria for the thrill of seeing with their own eyes all of General Motors' latest creation.
And you could see the designers work, the clay modelers work, the engineers work, and very exciting, obviously influenced me because I ended up in the business.
Jeff, could you take us outside and show us that 48 Ford pickup of
46
yours?
46 Ford pickup.
Yeah. 45, 46, 47, they're all the same.
It's a 46 half-ton pickup that has been changed. I tore it completely apart. The outside isn't pretty. But I put a 302 in it with a C4 automatic, and it's got a 9-inch Ford rear end, if you know anything about automobiles.
Well, but this thing would haul.
It goes down the road real good.
Could you fire it up?
Sure.
Memories of youth and freedom on the open road at the Ypsilanti Automotive Heritage Museum.
When we look at these, we still kind of think we're that young back when they were, so we still have an affection for these cars. you kind of wish you could do it over again, but you can't.
We'll circle the block and be back with one of the kingpins of the assembly line at Motown Records. Words and Music with Smokey Robinson coming up when American Roots returns.